Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm outraged, Jono.
Outraged.
I'm outraged.
Ooh, controversy already.
Went to Coles today and after losing the $3 pizzas, which became $5 pizzas.
But they're back to $3 now.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Went to buy tomato sauce. No Big Red.
You are a Big Red man, aren't you?
Well, you're a Big Red man.
I'm Rosella.
Oh, well, how are we doing this show? How is this coexisting?
Yin and yang.
But there's Big Red and then there's Daylight. Coles, you've dropped the ball.
Safeway only from now on? Aldi?
Safeway's a bit out of the way for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I mean, I drive past it when I'm going to Cranbourne, but when I'm coming back,
yeah,
that's when I pick up my groceries.
What about IGA?
IGA have it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, and I usually shop at IGA, but they don't stock the long life milk that Mrs. Fizz loves.
Ah, so you're going to do two separate runs.
Well, I'm not doing that. That's crazy talk.
No.
Anyway, disappointed.
Disappointed?
Especially after the crap. Now, we'll move on.
We'll talk about that later in the show. Starting off with a bit of news from the weekend. Not a hell of a lot, just the MRP has sat and issuing fines left, right and centre for mainly, was it the Hawthorn-North Melbourne game? There's spot fires everywhere. Good to watch. There's a bit of a bitter rivalry building up there, doesn't it? Isn't it?
It was good. They were all going hard.
Yeah, it was good. I'll enjoy it. Better than some of the other games over the weekend.
People telling each other they can grab their shirts harder than the other person.
And if you're big boy McAvoy, you can join the WWE. Did you see that powerbomb he did?
How was that a free against?
It was protecting him. It was just gently down, Jack. Just gently down.
I was waiting for a tombstone.
Did you see the ref come out, three counting? In other news, a bit of injury news. Luke McDonald seems to have done a hamstring. Not too sure how bad it is. We're still getting it assessed.
Didn't look great.
No, it did not. And if you're a Wells owner, he's under an injury cloud this week with an ankle injury, still again to be assessed. And your boy, Harwood for Brisbane, looks like he's done a PCL. So not good there for young Ryan. And probably the biggest news of the weekend, Josh Caddy in the last quarter, looks like he's hurt a knee or ankle. They're thinking possible medial strain, so you would think, similar to Luke Dalhouse, it's 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, it just depends on the severity. Some guys can miss longer. Some guys do the required time, but we'll wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, in other news, just in case you hadn't come across it, there was a big sporting event in America today. History was made. Dean Ambrose won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at Money in the Bank.
Nice.
But no, the Cavs winning Game 7, which is pretty good. First title in 52 years. So hopefully maybe the Western Bulldogs of St Kilda can get LeBron to their team and get them a title in 2 years.
Well, it's good. I like seeing the small market teams, John,
yes,
get up and have a win.
Yes, well done to the Cavs. Moving on now to our... No. Social media.
What?
Sorry, I'm just skipping ahead here. It's all good. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors, and you can ask us any questions you may like, whether it's about Big Red or Rosella sauce, or what's your favourite frozen pizza?
If people come back and say they like Rosella more than Big Red,
show's over.
It's not good. There's been a lot of controversy on this show. A lot, mostly food related.
Have we done a tomato sauce poll?
I don't think we have.
Well, there we go.
Well, we got the fantastic busts poll coming up, Jono.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, you can head over to Facebook, where we are, facebook.com/thedraftdoctors, and hit the like button there. But moving on now to our studs and duds of the week, and starting off with Friday night with the Roos and the Hawks. It seems Trent Dumont's court case went well because he was out on the field and did pretty well.
Did pretty well. Got his opportunity with the inside midfielders of North out and took it, you would imagine. Like, I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so too. It'd be pretty funny if he does get convicted. He's got to wear one of those ankle braces and can't travel outside the
government's putting a hard tag on him.
That's it. Robbie Tarrant has found a bit of form, playing some pretty good football. Mason Wood stepping up in the absence of Jared Waite, who was injured with that hip injury. Daniel Wells yet again. Nick Del Santo, Sam Gibson also playing some good footy. And Goldie.
Yeah, I thought Wells was awesome.
He was huge.
He was awesome.
He was huge. And for the Hawks, Lewis Mitchell, I thought Sicily was outstanding. Rioli and Poppy, and also Mad Jack Dorr, I thought was pretty good too.
Yeah, a lot of good players. Really interesting seeing, actually in the next game as well, but how much the fantasy points were on the losing team side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. But for the duds, I only had Josh Gibson and Boomer for me.
McAvoy.
Yes.
McAvoy.
Seglis really seemed to take that.
And Gunston.
Oh, yeah. Gunston was horrible right until the end, wasn't he?
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a few below their best. Josh Gibson, Jesus Christ.
I thought, happy days, points galore, but barely sided.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Saturday game, you had the Lions taking on the Eagles, where yet again, the Lions were in the hunt until the second quarter, and they got completely annihilated, but Zorko just having an awesome year playing that midfield. I thought Pierce Hanley had one of his best games also for the year. Tom Rockcliffe, Robbo tagging Pritis, and our boy, he has risen, Steph Martin, Sol Ruck. Oh my God, who would have thought?
Yeah, it's nice to see him in the good side, but I'm just not getting too carried away battling the powerhouse Ruck division of Jonathan Giles on his own. Let's just
keep a little.
I mean, it's good. It's a step in the right direction, but
put the C on him this week, people.
Yeah, no. put the C on him this week. Well, he's against Richmond. He's got a chance, I suppose.
Yeah.
And Josh Walker kicked the bag.
Yeah, and I thought Bastanac was also pretty solid in that midfield as well.
He's been better, yeah. So it's good.
And for the Eagles, I liked Yo's game. Lacroix finding a bit of form, but who couldn't against Brisbane? Cripp and Jamie Cripps also very good.
Yeah, one of our favourite streamers.
The old Jamie Cripps took our own advice and it worked well.
Yeah, but this is one of my big beefs in, not so much fantasy, but I mean, I guess in both, they just don't reward goals enough, Jono. Like, you've had Josh Kennedy kick 5 and Darling kick 4, and their scores are
putrid. Not even hundreds,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, does anyone think, in who's running fantasy, that goals should be worth more? I mean, how
especially in a tight contest game where, like, say the Sydney-Melbourne game.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just don't understand it. It's like, how can you, like, if you're playing on half back, you can just chip it and back and forward, and bang, you got 6 points. That's as much as a goal, all
right? Yeah, that's right.
No, that's insane. Like, goals should be worth way. I'm really, it's one of my big bugbears.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just really stands out in this game. And yeah, in the Sydney and Melbourne game as well. Oh, you can have 17 tackles, awesome, but you're the bloke who kicks 4 goals and you don't even turn up.
No, that's right.
It's garbage.
For me, this guy obviously can't handle the tag. Daniel Rich and Matthew Pritis, even though he got split wide open with that busted face.
I'll let everyone off the hook on this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's Daniel Rich. Jesus.
Yeah.
He throws him out there.
He needs to learn to toughen up.
Mm.
But, just goes to show how good he is using the ball and look to lock him down as a halfback.
Yeah.
And moving on to the Port and Frio game. Man, did this guy just go completely off the chain. Even though he was tagging Robbie Gray, Michael Barlow just went bat crazy. Lucky Neil, the Pav, turned back the clock, bagging, 4 goals there. Thought Spur was good. Zach Clark showed he can actually ruck and score fantasy points. And Mundy and Main, I thought, were good for the Dockers.
Yeah, I got all those guys as well. Zach Clark, isn't it interesting that
against Dougal Howard?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone's scored well against Port since even when Lobie was rucking.
That's true,
to be honest. Good work for you.
Yeah, and not much there for the Power. I thought Ebert, Pittard, and Trengove were all good.
Yeah, well, they tried out. I mean, Pittard's been a star all year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought he should have been the winner of our, if I was voting, he would have been the winner of the best value, best draft day value poll. But
Not to be.
Not to be. Brad Ebert, finally.
Finally. It's only taken 13 rounds.
But yeah.
Oh, well. And in the duds, I had Wingard, Wines, great. Basically, the Port midfield. They were horrible.
Hartlett, what, this halfback role is just killing his value.
Yeah.
I threw in the Hoff. I actually thought the Hoff was going to...
I thought he was going to tear it up.
Yeah, I thought he was primed for a really big one.
But they kept moving him forward, back. Not his wing roll, but it was literally defensive forward 50. Just killing him.
And also Michael Walters, rare quiet game of late.
And Stevie Hill, also not as good.
Yeah,
we know we can throw him out, but that was quieter than usual.
Yeah.
And to the next game, which everyone thought was going to be game of the year, the Bulldogs and Geelong, was over in about 5 minutes, I think, for the Doggies. I thought McRae, Suckling, Jong, Boyd and Hunter were good. And for the Cats, Danger just lit it up yet again. Bartel, Blixarves, Selwood, Enright. Man, he played an awesome game. Mitch Duncan for Dream Team scores. Murdoch and our boy, Donuts.
Yeah, Donuts is back. Donuts is back. I thought McRae did okay as well, despite the tagging role. I like seeing Lin Jong in the team, man. I just think he's a good player when he plays. Doesn't make mistakes.
He did on Saturday night, like the rest of the Bulldogs.
Well, yeah, okay. But Danger, Jesus Christ. How was it in 1 week I played Danger? Like, Beveridge. Nah, why would we tag a guy who's just...
racked up 50 disposals.
Historically good game. It's not going to do that again. Oh, wait, what? Sometimes, Jono. Sometimes, I don't know.
And you had all those players, did you?
Yeah, I don't think I think you had everyone. You had more than me, so you covered them all.
And I threw Libba and Stanley under the bus.
Yeah, I let everyone off the hook.
You're in a generous mood.
I'm a friendly guy.
And to the Wet and Wild Park up in Sydney, known as the SCG, and the Swans taking on the D's. Luke Parker loves the mud, just... racked up in a bit of form. Dean Towers, he was huge yesterday. I thought it was a really good game. I've got Jones, McVay, Grundy.
I just threw most Swans in.
Yeah.
Because most of them really scored well.
And played well.
And a lot of the guys, if you picked up a Swan just to, like a Zach Jones or whoever, they outperformed what you'd expect. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And looks like...
There was one, but we'll get to him.
And it doesn't look like the Melbourne players playing in the wet, and only had Gorn and Vince as the studs.
Yeah, same.
And a lot of Melbourne players under the bus. Viney just pretty much non-existent. You would think a contested game.
He killed it in Dream Team scoring. He scored well in Dream Team, but...
just didn't translate.
Clangers central.
And Dom Tyson backed to earth after having a couple of good games.
Yeah, classic Dom Tyson.
Mm.
I also threw Ben Ken in there. I thought he could have scored okay.
Yep.
Clayton Oliver.
I thought that was made for him.
And here it is, Jono. You had the chance, buddy, and you stunk. Sinclair.
I was leaving that one for you.
You stunk.
He played?
That's right.
Yeah, not good. You'd think Sol Rock, but come on. Look at the conditions.
Oh, I noticed Max Gorn had 60 billion hitouts.
Max freaking Gorn.
Oh, you couldn't spare yourself jumping once or twice?
Not in the wet. You get sore legs and hard recovery.
Hard enough, Sinclair.
And the last game, which was actually a pretty good game last night. Everyone thought it was going to be, you know...
It was a good game.
It was going to be a world record win for GWS, but it was a really good game. The Bombers and GWS. I thought Gwilt was good. Arazio Fantasia. I haven't watched a lot of Essendon this year, but man, that kid was on fire for a half yesterday. Kicked four goals, could have had about 10.
Four goals.
Yeah, and he gifted a couple off to Jamar. Zach Merritt was good. Cooney, been pretty solid this year.
Well, not for Supercoach, he wasn't. He
98, didn't he?
He scored pretty well, but he was putrid, man. Basically, every time he touched the ball, it was a GWS goal.
Just seemed similar to Jordan Lewis, that little ball patch in the back of his head. Goddard, Zaharakis, and I thought Jamar was solid after his debut last week.
Kicked a couple goals.
Yeah. And for the GWS, Coniglio, Heath Shaw, Green was fantastic. Love Scully's game, and I love watching this guy play Zach Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Did you mention Zach Merritt as well? I thought he was pretty good as well.
I thought I did, but yeah, I did have Zach Merritt on the list.
Yeah, yeah, all those guys just did it well.
Yep.
A few duds, though, and surprisingly there for GWS.
Shield, Ward and Cameron?
I threw Whitfield in.
Oh,
instead of Cameron. I thought, this is the thing, because I was watching the game, and I thought it really was, like, I thought, you know, I picked up Jeremy Cameron, I thought, hey, he's going to have a big game. But I didn't think it was him, but the delivery to him was just shocking.
Just bomb it in. Just bomb it in.
Oh, Jeremy Cameron's on a lead. Better kick it over his head.
Yep.
It's like just having flashbacks to Richo.
Yeah.
Just like streaming away on a lead.
I also want to throw Leon Cameron under the bus too. Do not pick Downey again. He cannot ruck. When Rory Lobb was in the ruck, they were getting the centre clearances and playing better football.
Spoken like a man who picked up Rory Lobb.
Yes. And now we're moving on to our waiver wire pickups for the week. With the bye weeks, it's going to be a pretty thin pool, you would imagine. I know, especially in the Supercoach leagues where they would be picked dry, you would imagine. But we've dug through and found a little bit of gold and see what we can help you out with.
Well, it's going to be hard, isn't it? Because we, like, especially with the trades and waivers this week, because all the leagues are so different.
Yeah.
Who's in your pool is going to be wildly different. You know, maybe players were tanking the first week, so they stashed players. Maybe everyone was going for a win, so there's heaps of guys who missed last week with a bye in the pool.
Yeah.
We're not sure, but we'll give you some good options, we think.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with this guy, Matty Tabner. Only in 20% of leagues, playing Collingwood this week. And it seems he's the go-to forward now. He's that full forward that they're grooming him for. Like the way he's been going about it, could be a good pickup.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I got Tomahawk, if he's not owned.
He's going to go crazy against that depleted Saints
against
defense.
The Saints, like, I really like it. Him and Kirsten, I think, are both really viable options this week.
Yeah, well, I've got Kirsten.
Kirsten's probably in your pool. Yeah. Tomahawk's probably not, I guess. But, you know, maybe people saw the Bulldogs match up and put him away. I don't know.
Yep. I've got Matty Tabner's teammates, if you can get him, in Ultimate Footies in 35% of leagues. That's Matthew Pavlich. I think with Tabner now as that go-to guy, he's pushing up the ground, playing on the wing, getting more marks, more possessions, and we know he can kick a bag as well.
Yeah, they're both good choices. Given their Friday night, I'd say watch the weather.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a pretty wet week.
Well, I know,
but I like it.
I know the Thursday night game in Adelaide there, it's thunderstorms, lightning, light hail for Thursday night. So no key forwards for that game, people.
No. I've got another Fremantle player, believe it or not, and that's Hayden Ballantyne against Collingwood. He's been in pretty good touch lately, but we've just seen week after week with Collingwood, guys getting those Joe the Goose over the top goals. Hayden Ballantyne, it's a specialty.
And it's an improved Fremantle too.
Yeah, it really is. And if the weather's down, I expect, I expect that to suit Fremantle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Barlow, Neil, they're good. I mean, I'm not saying Collingwood players aren't, but I could see Fremantle winning that.
Yeah,
I'm not to the MCG, but
I've already looked at the tips for this week, and I'm thinking Fremantle. In that same game, I've got Travis Farco. Defender forward, but you'd be picking as a defender. 53% of teams, people may have dropped him due to the bye. Great player when he's up and about, and now that he's getting that consistency, you should see those scores improve, you would think.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the forwards. I got a couple of Hawks against the Suns.
Hello.
Paul Puopolo, we've seen him a number of times this year, score pretty damn well. If he's not kicking goals, he's laying a bunch of tackles.
Yep.
And Sicily, we saw it last week,
bag.
So certainly key forwards are scoring well against Gold Coast. No, they got their defenders back, but...
And it's at their hunting ground, Tasmania, so...
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be cold and wet down there.
Oh, Jesus.
And another guy for me, we spoke about him just before, Rory Lobb should go full ham against Carlton. He's a ruck forward if you need that, 68% of teams.
I got two more forwards before I'm done with them, and they're both from the Tigers playing against Brisbane. I got Reece Conker.
Yep.
I feel like that's a pretty solid pick coming in against, you know, he's playing midfield when he came back for his first game, scored pretty well. And also Ben Griffiths against Brisbane. Obviously comes with some risk, but can get hits. I feel like he's in good touch. His last game before the bye was pretty handy. And Brisbane, you know, they're going to have their hands full with Jack Riewoldt. Ben Griffiths should get off the chain, I would imagine.
Yeah, because Vickery's certainly been sucking it up and...
Exactly.
Not getting... Like, last year, it was Vickery who was out in front getting all those marks and goals. Now this year, it seems to be Griffith.
Well, I think Griffiths is... I think he's the better player. He's certainly a lot better kick.
Oh, for sure.
I kind of like Griffiths.
Mm.
If I was delivering the ball to someone, it'd probably be him because...
Good set of hands and...
He'd probably finish the work.
Yeah. No, that was it for me.
That's it. All right. Oh, Jesus, I got a lot. Defenders against Fremantle from Collingwood. I got Marley Williams and Braden Maynard.
Yep.
General defenders are scoring pretty well against Fremantle. Braden Maynard's actually been scoring pretty well anyway.
That's true.
Let's check and see Langdon. He probably won't come straight back in.
No, he's missed a fair bit of football and he's been that proverbial 1-2 for about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Also, a couple of Cats against the Saints. The Saints are giving up a lot of fantasy points. We've got Ruggles and Murdoch. Both these guys took 10 marks or more last week. That's
fantastic. Hard.
Yeah, I understand it. But is it going to be the
Saints are going to be doing the bombing it long.
So, you know, like to me, that feels like... I mean, I think they should do a number on the Saints, really.
They should. The way they went at Eddie had a game, so...
So I don't see any problems with those guys. Hayden Crozier, halfback, scoring well against Collingwood. We know he's listed as a forward, but...
Yep.
And real left field one, the Cannon against the Hawks.
Yeah, not bad.
You should be in your pool. We've got some mids. Jack Crisp against Fremantle. Might have been dropped last week if someone needed a win.
Yep.
Going against Fremantle, if it's going to be crappy conditions, it's probably okay for him. Brad Hill.
He stunk it up last week.
Who? Brad Hill?
Mm.
Yeah, against Gold Coast. What's there going to be a lot of?
I'm pretty sure outside ball, and I'm pretty sure last year he scored he turned up last year, that's for sure.
Well,
about 30 possessions.
I've only wanted to stream him once, and he scored over 80. I expect him to score over 80 in this game.
Easily.
So I feel like that's a pretty handy pick. And a couple of Lions, Bastanac and Lewis Taylor against Richmond. Bastanac's really found a role there.
Yeah.
Probably might not be available, but I think Taylor against Richmond's probably handy as well. A couple of rucks. Zach Clark against Collingwood. Their ruck is...
There's three of them, so which one are you talking about?
Questionable. Segler against Gold Coast.
Don't think Tommy Nipples is going to get it done.
Do next. And also, really, probably the best one is the Cat situation. I'd be monitoring the Cat situation. There's some chance Zach Smith might be rested this game. So I'd certainly...
They bring Mitch Clark in instead?
Well, they might bring Mitch Clark in and playing forward, which would leave Stanley in the ruck, probably with Blixarves.
Yep.
Rucks have been scoring pretty well against St Kilda this year, so... If Stanley's getting the whole time, I mean, certainly monitor it. But I mean, if you're getting the whole game, then you know. And also Hickey, I mean, if someone dropped him,
that's right.
A lot of pickups there.
Oh yeah. Also, do your research as well on what they average against that team, and also looking at how they score at certain grounds as well.
Yeah.
As listeners will know, I picked up Luke Hodge a couple of weeks ago, stashed him on the bench. Looking to play this week. I know it's probably not going to happen, but his last four scores, 79, 166, 131, 177. It's not bad. At Launceston.
Yeah, I must have had him for the 79, Jono.
It was actually the 79 this year. The others were last year.
Yeah.
So, probably not going to happen, but good numbers to have in your back pocket there. But moving on to our trade targets for the week. Again, these middle buy rounds. You're not going to think too many buys are going to, too many trades are going to get done, but maybe look to the future if you're sitting pretty in your league. Look at our certain players and what their finals run is like. One guy I've been looking at, he was sort of offered to me today, but he's not going to get a gig in my midfield, and that was Nathan Jones. He's averaging 95 in Supercoach. His run home in the finals is Gold Coast, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide, and Carlton. And you might be worried about the Hawthorn game, but he turned up in that
well,
one.
Well, midfielders generally go okay against Hawthorn because they zone it.
Yeah,
so
there's plenty of ball and points to be up yeah. for grabs.
Yeah, that's a good call, man. I got a couple of guys straight off the bat, and they're injured. But again, if you're sitting pretty, they're probably guys who I would target because they're out-and-out stars at their position. And that's Luke Dalhouse and Basher Hooley.
Yep.
Basher Hooley looks like being back before the finals.
I'd say 4 to 6, but you'd probably think 4.
Well, I think they listed him 3 to 5 today.
Okay.
That's today's injury report. So
yeah,
5 weeks would have him back around 18, whether they wanted to play him. I think Richmond could be in the mix for finals. So, you know, I wouldn't be giving up heaps, but
they might bring him back that week early just to, depending on who they're playing, just to give him that boost.
Yeah, and, you know, Dalhouse in the same boat. Looks like, he's going to miss a month, but he'll be back for the finals run. Obviously, you're paying, 70 cents on the dollar for him. But,
yep.
There might be a couple guys if the owner needs a win.
Especially, that's right, especially these bye rounds. Hard to carry those injured players.
Yeah.
Make him an offer.
Yeah.
Spoke to this guy as well. Again, look to the finals as well. Keep an eye on the finals now. Basically any Geelong forward, but one guy specifically, Dan Menzel. Loving the way this guy's playing his football. They got the Dogs. We know he kicked 4 goals against them. They got the Bombers, the Tigers, and the Lions in the grand final. So,
yeah.
Only averaging about 84, 85s at the moment. So,
yeah.
Probably won't have to give up too much for it as well.
Yeah, maybe even wait till next week when they're on bye.
Yep.
But yeah, great target. That's a great finals run. If you needed to win and you were giving up, say, someone who was on bye this week or next for one of the guys who had the bye last week, a couple guys who might not cost you the world, Brandon Ellison, Scott Thompson. Averages
North Melbourne or Adelaide?
Well, the guy had the bye last week. It's Grandpa. Adelaide have got a pretty decent run home.
Yeah.
We know that. Richmond has certainly got a reasonable stretch over the next month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they'll cost you the world, but they could, they'll play this week. And, North Melbourne's inside mids have been a bit iffy, injured.
Well, you got Cunnington who is injured. Who knows if he'll play? You got Swallow coming back from that concussion. We know Wells has got that ankle injury, so...
Yeah, and Richmond have got Brisbane this week and then Port.
Well, over there, I'm guessing.
It's over there.
Oh, anyone can win over there.
But to me, they're winnable games, so the guys can score okay. So
yep.
But it is hard to get them done.
One guy I'm also looking at had a career year last year. Stinky cheese this year.
David Armitage.
The reason I'm saying David Armitage, you look at towards the end of the year, teams get tired and whatnot, and those lesser teams, they can actually pinch wins and they actually play good football. So David Armitage is a gettable guy. Like
That's a good call. He really is gettable, I would imagine. I mean, if I was his owner, I wouldn't be feeling too great about life.
No, that's right. And you,
not that I own any shares of him because he was going away early.
But yeah, you can even make it a 2-for-1 sort of deal.
Yeah.
Make it a steak knife deal. Slightly better, like a Sean Grigg maybe.
Yeah. Well, he's had the buy as well, so why not?
Yeah, add Sean Grigg and I don't know, a packet of Tic Tacs or whatever and dangle out in front of the Armitage owner.
Yeah.
Anything else for you there, Steve?
No, they're my trade targets. Obviously tomorrow we'll be bringing out the dozen deals column on dozendeals.blogspot.com.au. I think I ran 8 trade targets last week. Just in the buy rounds, there's a few less options, I think. So
yeah.
I don't want to give out advice that isn't going to be accurate and isn't going to help you. We try to be pretty relevant.
That's right. And we had our Twitter poll going up with our heats of 4 busts.
We had our, I've run through it and I've chosen 16 players so we can run the 4 heats again.
4 heats.
Man, there are some, do we want to run through them? We've got some players here.
Yeah, we can run through them quickly.
Sam Gray.
I think he went pretty high, didn't he?
114.
Okay.
We're using Ultimate Footy for these average draft positions, so some are less relevant to Supercoach and blah, blah, blah. Brandon Ellis, 39.
Ooh.
Wouldn't be feeling too great about that. Taylor Giray at 133.
You're not.
Tommy Bell? 95.
Oh, inside the top 100.
Doesn't that sting?
Mind you, we were talking him up a bit this year.
So, yeah, well, Rewalt was drafted after him.
Jack.
Nick.
Ooh.
David Armitage, our mate, at 36. Cade Kolarjasny at 62.
Man.
Andrew Mackey, 97. That's a round behind Doherty.
Yes.
Oosh. Lacroix at 104.
That's a massive bust.
Dylan Robinen at 124.
Okay, I thought he might have been actually higher.
Yeah, Jack Billings at 102.
Ooh.
Levi Greenwood, 127.
No.
Is this one? Brad Crouch, 94. Now the funniest part about this is these are all average draft positions. So yeah. They got drafted higher.
Exactly. Right. That's why I'm laughing.
Ivan Marich, 131.
If you can see the facial expressions I'm making here.
Jack Redden, 60.
Ooh.
Once you just want to
shouldn't there be like a 2 or a 3 in front of that?
Yeah, that's right. Hamish Hartlett, 81.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up on that one.
Actually, I got 17, so I'm going to have to cut one of these. Our mate, Big Steph.
Number one? Martin.
No, his average draft position was 4.8.
Okay.
So, yeah. And 154, which is, look, it's pretty late, so. But he hasn't played a game and he's not injured. Jack Grimes. So we're going to have to cut one of those out, Joe. But man, I can't wait to see what the people think of this. Oh, who would you bet on as the winner right now?
Who would I bet on the winner for the biggest bust? Brad Crouch.
That's a good call.
Brad Crouch. Is my number one contender.
Jeez, I'm pretty tempted to go with Marich or Bell.
Or even Martin.
Martin's been shocking. But he's had like 4 or 5 good games.
That's true. Nah. Brad Crouch is my number one contender.
There's some pretty stinky cheese there, though.
It is. So this will go up. Please get out and vote, and then we will have a final four to see who was the biggest bust of this season so far.
Yeah.
And now the most exciting part of the show, Steve, where we nominate someone or something to be thrown in the ring, and a bit of a strample. Who have you got this week, Steve?
Unfortunately, it's my team.
How did that go this week?
Wasn't great, Jono. It wasn't great. And usually, I'm okay with a loss. And in fact, I'm okay with it. But the fact I had 3 extra players than my opponent and lost.
They did have Dangerfield.
He had Dangerfield captain. He had Max gone. But 3 extra players, Jono. I didn't.
And here I am pulling out a win with 1 less player and bad captain choice. Get some bad luck sometimes, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, it wasn't great. And, you know, playing the league of record, cut the listener league, ran into Dangerfield as captain there, had the 3rd best score and lost. So it wasn't a great weekend for my team.
Hey,
it happens.
It happens. It happens. Long way to go.
That's the thing. It's like, you can sit. This is an interesting thing with, you know, fantasy football is, you know, I love poker. And I just think it's a little bit like poker. Where, you know, someone hits a card on the river and breaks your...
River rats you.
Yeah. They break your pocket aces or whatever. Oh, right, bad luck. Exactly. Tip the table. But at the end of the day, you can react like that and get really disappointed. Or you can go, how can I improve?
Yep.
Was it my fault? Could I have streamed better players? Sort of looking more at, you know, just having a better philosophy, a winning philosophy. Because bad beats happen.
Yeah, that's right.
They just happen.
It does happen.
So, you know, it's about improving your team, moving forward, and just revising your strategy, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But stuff from this week.
My strample for me, how they were 3-1 up and yet did not win another game. Yeah, like, seriously, the only team in history to do this. Golden State Warriors, the biggest choke you would say going around.
It was a decent choke. Although, to be fair, at Game 5, they had the dude injured and then Bogut. Oh, he was suspended and then Bogut. But yeah, I know.
But I don't know if you saw the game today.
I was watching it today.
It was like Steph Curry and no one else on the court. Like,
did you see the backward, behind-the-back pass he tried?
Yeah.
There was 1 point in it.
Yeah.
And he's trying this
fancy stuff.
Like, all-star. Oh. What was that?
But that block by LeBron in the last quarter, just
wasn't
that?
Bad.
He's just like, Iguodala, yeah, I think I'm going to get this basket. No, just...
wasn't bad. I reckon I've seen one block better, and it was because a Piston did it.
Oh, okay.
It's on Reggie Miller, too. So
yeah, they were very Curry conscious today, I thought.
They're bad shot selection, I thought, from Golden State.
As well, yes. But,
yeah, no, that's a good... No, it's Dremel. That's fair enough. Get in the ring.
Oh, and Steph Curry comes out. Oh, no, I'm looking to redemption for next year. My...
What about Steph Curry's shoes?
That was my next thing I was going to say. Under Armour? Really? Okay, no, I can make $1 billion with Nike or whoever, but Under Armour's going to pay me $40. Oh, well, each to their own.
That's just, but just the shoe design.
That was horrible.
What the hell was that? I don't know. It's funny.
Next thing you can
and then
see...
you see that golfers wearing Jordan Spieth because he's on Under Armour with them. I'm like, yeah, that's not who I want repping me.
No. Next thing you're going to see those shoes with a little wheel on them and just roll down the basketball court and the lights.
Actually, they're not too bad. And here I am wearing Crocosins.
Yeah.
And I'm commenting on someone's shoes.
Oh, well. I don't think we've got any questions for this week, do we, Steve?
No.
No, no questions. But if you would like to leave us a question... do head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors.
You know, I got a question, and it's you know, I'm an American sports buff, love my yeah, you know, you are too. And the Eddie Maguire thing this week,
yeah,
you know, but he's got a history of it, right?
Right.
There's a guy in America called Don Imus. I don't know if you remember the Don Imus situation. He has his own radio show, or had his own radio show, big sports broadcasting personality, much like Eddie Maguire, would often say colourful things, eventually crossed the line and called the... I can't remember. It was like the Rutgers basketball team or softball team or something like that, and called them nappy-headed hoes. And nice. Eventually the pressure was... He got fired because of it.
Yeah.
And this is our league. Well, and the woman last week... Do you remember the woman last week? She was making... comments about the Jewish people and she was trying to pal around, basically trying to do what Eddie Maguire and his cronies were doing, like pal around and be
make
kind
a joke
of
and
controversial jokes that people find bang gone.
You can't gone. Do it. You cannot do it anymore.
This is Australia.
Nah, mate, you're right.
No, you said sorry, you should be right.
It's like Brad Scott, you umpires are F this and F you and no, I'm sorry.
I retract those statements.
What sort of fine do you think you're going to get? Oh, whatever they give me, I'll cop it. Yeah. I bet you he's just going to go in the back room to start punching walls. $10,000 this and $20,000 that.
Yeah, no, that Brad Scott situation, I look forward to closing the roof on that one.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I did there? That's funny. All right. Dad, I can do that stuff now.
All right. Thanks for that, guys, and we will see you on Thursday.